Welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Welcome to another edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump. Thanks for joining me on this episode. As we get ready to wrap up 2020, and I know a lot of people are just breathing a huge exhale here. I want to exhale, but I also, as a leader, know we've got to be ahead of the game. And so as much as I want to exhale, I'm still kind of holding my breath, waiting to see what God is going to bring in 2021. But I don't want to be a discouragement. I want to be an encouragement in this episode. And so here's what we want to talk about in today's episode. I want to talk about some essential things for you as you close out 2020 and as you head into 2021, and some new things for the Kid Ministry Collective podcast and community on our Facebook group as well. So stay tuned for that. And again, I want to say thank you to the Sunday School Store. If you're looking for resources that are downloadable, that you can customize and work with, that make Jesus the most and the center of everything, check out the Sunday School Store. They have some fantastic resources available for you. And if you use the code KMC25, you can even save 25% off your purchases there. So thanks, Sunday School Store, for your support of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. I so appreciate your friendship and your support of this ministry that we do. So what is essential for 2021? You know, that's one thing we've learned in 2020 is we've heard that term essential workers or essential things. And we know that we have to, as leaders, continue to analyze and to continue to observe what is essential for us. You know, there's a good saying that if you wait to see the bandwagon pass you by, it's too late. So if you're waiting for the bandwagon to jump on it, you're too late. We as leaders, especially in the church, need to be ahead of things. And I know for some of us, we're just trying to keep up right now. And if that's you, know that I'm praying for you and know that I'm here to serve you. And if there is something I can do, please reach out through a comment, through a private message, email me, head over to my website and go to tombump.com. There's plenty of ways to contact me there, but I want you to know that I'm here for you. So if you are the only one that's leading the ministry in your church and you feel all alone and you don't think anybody is willing to help, I am. So reach out, because I know that you are essential. I know that you are needed. We are seeing so many leaders get tired and discouraged. Some have lost their ministry roles. Some are just ready to quit. Some need a serious break. And I know they don't feel like you can take a break, but I want to encourage you. But I wanted to start off this podcast with, what are some of the most essential things that you do as a leader? Have you ever stopped and reflected on that? What would you say are your top 3 to max 5 things that are absolutely essential that you do? What do you bring to the ministry table? Here's the thing. If you don't know what those are, you're going to be running all over the place. You're going to go from online conference to online conference, from Facebook group to Facebook group, searching for what others find as essentials. You're going to look at books and read that and go, oh, that's what my new essential should be. Let me tell you, the only way you're going to know what's essential to you in your ministry is for you to sit down with the Holy Spirit, with the Father God himself, and to say, God, show me what's essential. How have you gifted me? How have you wired me? How have you equipped me? And don't look around at anybody else. So often, it's so easy. I know I made that mistake early on in ministry, and sometimes I still battle it after 30 years of ministry, where I see somebody else doing some things or getting some notice, and I wish, wow, I wish I could do that. Or I wish I was getting noticed like that. I wish I was getting that invitation to speak over here or over there. Yeah, I even battle that today. But I've learned over time that it's a battle that I don't want to win. I want to win the one where God says, here's how I've defined Tom Bump. here's how I've defined you. Now live there. And I'm content with that. And I'm getting better and better, I think, every day of just trying to stay in my lane and do what I can do. I have to be me. And you have to be you. But what are your three essential things that you need to have? Start defining those for 2021. What's important for you to do in 2021 to help your ministry go forward? I also want to encourage you, this is going to seem like a really random thought. This whole episode may seem a little random to you, but I hope it doesn't. But I want to encourage you, don't throw a shoe. Now you're saying, what are you talking about? Well, the other day I was watching a football game, a college football game, and there was a team that was battling, and it was a very tight game. Some of you may know what I'm talking about if you're college football fans. And it was getting down to the final few minutes of the game, and one team was trying to make a comeback, and they were on a defensive stop, and they made the stop they needed to do on third down. And as the tackle finished, one of the players grabbed the opponent by the foot and ripped his shoe off, and then proceeded to throw the shoe 20 yards down the field. Well, of course, the yellow flags went flying, penalty was given, and it cost his team the stop. And instead, the other team went down and was able to score. So now the pressure was on his own team. And of course, the long story short, they came up short. And I watched as the camera panned to this young man sitting on the bench all alone because he threw a shoe. Now you're saying, Tom, where are you going with this idea? Well, what the problem was is that young man reacted. He let his emotions carry him away, and he reacted. And I know as children's ministry leaders, sometimes we get really frustrated and we react. And we want to throw a shoe 20 yards down the field. We may not feel like we're getting enough attention from the senior leader. The parents don't care, or they don't want to disciple their children, and we throw a shoe. I want to encourage you. Stop thinking about throwing the shoes. Flip the script in your heart and in your mind. And say, okay, God, I'm feeling this strong emotion. I want to react. Help me respond. We are to be quick to hear and slow to speak. And I think sometimes in ministry, we get so frustrated. And I know we vent safely on Facebook groups, but that inward feeling of our heart where we're reacting in our heart does carry through to our teams, to our families. We think we hide it, but we don't. And I want to encourage you as we close out 2020, we go into 2021 being family ministry leaders that just cheer parents on hard. And that we don't say into our minds, well, they're never going to use this. Why am I even bothering? No, make something they're going to use. Show them how to use it. Show them how it will benefit them. Show you and your own family doing it. Model it yourself. And then let it go. Give it to God. The results are His. Don't make the mistake of throwing the shoe. I also think as we approach 2021, we need to simplify more. Now you say, well, hold it, we've cut everything out. We're not doing live events. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. Yeah, but I know that a lot of people are thinking, well, when things get back to normal, we're going to get back to normal. Well, you've heard me say it multiple times, and I don't even know who to give credit to this, but it's not all my original thought was the whole new now idea. We have a new now in front of us, and God doesn't promise tomorrow or tomorrow or tomorrow or tomorrow. We have to take care of what's now, and so we need to love people and care for them and share Jesus with them at every opportunity we get and make that the high priority. But that also means we have to simplify. So it goes back to what's essential for us to do. And then simplify. Now, I will also clarify this. Simplify doesn't mean make easier, because simple ministry is still going to be hard. It just means we've refined down the things that are truly essential and important for discipleship, for evangelism. Those are the things that we need to make simple. We don't want to dumb things down. And I think sometimes we've tried to make serving so simple that it's lost its value, that it's not a high calling anymore. And I want to encourage you to think about that for a minute. Now, you may disagree with me at first, and that's okay. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. But in my mind, as I'm looking at volunteerism today, we've got so many classes and shops and ideas and, you know, there's so many resources out on volunteering. It's crazy. But what it boils down to in my mind after 30 years is that we have to keep it a high calling. It has to have value. And as we simplify, we don't tell our volunteers this is going to be easy. But what we tell them is this is going to ripple into eternity and you have a part in it. You get the joy of walking alongside a child and their family and stepping into their spiritual circle so that they can come to know Jesus and grow in him. And then you can watch them grow and be discipled so that they can go out and evangelize and make more disciples. And that leads me to my next thought, that we need more role models today. We need leaders that are going to model Jesus for the children, for the volunteers, for the families. We need leaders that are going to be honest about their struggles and stop putting on such a show. There have been a lot of articles recently about senior pastors and how we need to get rid of the cool pastors and bring back the pastor and the shepherd. Well, that needs to happen in children's ministry too. We as children's pastors have to elevate our teams and our volunteers, not ourselves. It took a long time for me to finally realize I don't have to be the guy on stage anymore. I love being the guy on stage. I love having fun. I love dressing in crazy costumes and doing all sorts of fun things on stage. And I love creating object lessons and illusions and things that will teach kids so that it's sticky with them. But I also know it's so much more effective when I become a multiplication table and I multiply myself into the lives of other leaders that they can do it and probably do it and not probably and do it better. So I want a role model. What I want for my teams to follow. I want to role model the kind of parent I want my parents to follow. And I'm going to show them our struggles. I encouraged one of my coaching students recently that as they prepared their take-home stuff, because they're going to have to go back virtual fairly soon, at least they're thinking they do. And so they're always getting prepared and going to continue to do this. But I said, record you and your family doing the take-home stuff. Show them. And they're like, oh, but they're going to see my kids climbing over the couch. Hey, that's okay. Let them see them climbing around the couch. Let them see them walking in and out or looking bored. And then you engaging with them. Let them see you, because I guarantee you, if they see you, because in their mind, they're thinking, oh, when they do it, it's perfect. Their kids are sitting around the table. They all have their Bibles open. There's nice soft music playing. It's quiet. I know when our family attempted devotions, they were never quiet and it was never peaceful. And sometimes we didn't even make it halfway through what we wanted to make it through, but that's okay. I think leaders and families need to see that you as a leader struggle with that too. So if that's possible for you, or get one of your volunteers to do it for you, if you don't have children, that's fine. It's okay. Just get another family to model it for you, because that's important. I also think that also helps you with this next thing, that we get to drip our purposes. I think in 2021, we have to drip the purpose of why we do ministry to children even more. We need to talk about it more. Don't assume that people understand your passion and your heart and your calling to win kids to Christ is something they share as passionate as you do. But your teams need to know it. Your teams need to know what you value, and they need to be able to talk about it as it matters. And so we want to give our teams that high calling and that high purpose, that they embrace it and they own it themselves. And I think one of the reasons why we don't have teams as large as we want or as committed as we want is because we haven't communicated purpose and vision and high calling as often as we should. And that's why I say employ the drip, easy for me to say. We need to employ the drip philosophy. Ever had one of those faucets that just drips, drips, drips? And eventually, if it drips long enough, it creates an impression. Well, I'm not saying to do this in the annoying, because I know you're thinking, oh, that's so annoying when I hear drip. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying be annoying with your dripping. I'm just saying be consistent with it. Leave an impression with it. Help your leaders start using the language, and you'll know you're being effective when they start using the same language you're using. One of the things I used to say on our teams is early is on time is late. I wanted to value being on time. Why? Because it communicates that we value children's ministry to the highest degree, because we're there, we're prepared. So when families walk in, there's never an empty room. There's always someone to greet their child and call them by name. Two, it builds our team up stronger, because then we're not leaving it to other people who do show up and we're late, and that burden is all on them to create the environment that we want to create. So those two things alone are so high of value to me that I would constantly say, early is on time is late. Let's show our families we love them so much that we're willing to come early, because we don't want to just be on time. And, you know, we would celebrate that all the time, and we would continue to drip it. And we made those expectations very clear. When you sign up to be a volunteer, here's what we expect of you. We expect you to prepare your lesson, to know what's going on Sunday morning, and not wait until Sunday to do it. Now, I know you say, how do you do that with volunteers? You share it with them. You tell them, look, guys, there is no magic pill for volunteering. It's telling the truth as brothers and sisters in Christ. Here's what I need, because the children need this. And I put my why into it, and I explain my purpose and what I value in it. And you know what? My team's always stepped up. I loved it about them. God gave me some fantastic volunteers because I gave them my clear expectations. And also, it was because I built my relationships. I spent time with my volunteers, listening to them, encouraging them, praying with them. Let me tell you, I know this has been a hard season because we haven't had much for our volunteers to do, but that's all the more reason why we have to keep touching base with them. We have to keep loving them. We have to keep caring for them, and not just giving them gifts. Time, just letting them know you're there and you're praying for them, is so valuable. It's simple, but it's purposeful. So create those clear expectations and continue that purpose drip, because that will be important. Let me also tell you that what you celebrate, you'll replicate. So if you celebrate someone being early, others are going to replicate that too, because they want to be celebrated, and then you celebrate them. When you see a volunteer who goes the extra mile and has a birthday party for their children, or takes a present over and leaves it on the front porch and Instagrams that, celebrate it, shout it out, give them kudos, because what you celebrate, others will replicate. Disney models this with all of their leaders all of the time. They want their managers to signal out to all of the cast members that everybody serves everybody, that it's not just do your job, but if you need to do somebody else's, you do it. Why? Because we're here to serve our guests. Horace Schultz, I believe, of Ritz-Carlton used to say, we're ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because he wanted his staff, the entire staff, from those who clean the room to the upper management, to realize they're ladies and gentlemen who serve ladies and gentlemen. They created that, and they celebrated it, and then they modeled it. When we do these things, even simply, they have power. So when you simplify and say, these are some of the things I'm going to focus on in 2021, I truly believe you will see a changing of your team's DNA. I often would say to my team, prepare yourselves. You've got a children's pastor here who is going to ask you to do a lot of things, but I won't ask you to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. And there's not much I'm not willing to do. As long as it's not sinful, I'm doing it. I'm going to share the gospel. I'm going to be there. I'm going to pick up trash. I'm going to plunge toilets. I'll change diapers if I have to. Do I like doing all those kind of things? No, not really, but I'll do them. I'll run the sound. I'll pick up trash after the church. I'll set up early. I'll tear down late. I'll do whatever I have to do to share the gospel and to make sure the children hear and meet Jesus. So what are you willing to do, and how are you going to model it for your team? Now, let me ask you this question. There might have been some in this season where you've been facing a time where you don't always agree with where your senior leadership's going and how they're leading. How do you lead? Well, there's a lot of great question in there, and that's going to be for another podcast, but let me just give you one thing. I would say your job is your job. Their job is their job. And your job is really to support them, because God called you not as the senior leader, but as an under shepherd. And so your job is to care for the sheep, to feed the lambs, and to help your pastor. And if you can't do that, then you've got deeper problems that we need to talk about whether you should stay or go. I'm just being real, y'all, but I think that's important. Let me encourage you to pray for your senior leadership, because they're struggling right now. They're seeing people that are, a lot of them are online virtually, that may never come back in your doors, who are church shopping them and never saying a word. And that hurts deeply. Not just you, but them. Because they're the overseer. They're the one who's called by God to lead. And it is painful right now. So pray for your leader and let them know you're praying for them. You can work out the differences, and you can offer some pushback, and you can offer more solutions than pushback. But in the end, they're the ones that will stand before the Lord and give account that way. And that's why the Bible says it's no easy task to be a leader. So you be faithful. Support them. Now, what am I looking forward to in 2021 besides the new year? Yeah. Well, I'm looking to discover new ways of ministry. I'm asking God for a whole new wineskin and new wine to put in it. I want to create and innovate and do ministry differently than I've ever done before. And I hope that you'll start thinking about that too. Don't go back to normal, whatever that was. Let's create the new now. We don't know how much time we have left on this earth. We don't know what the world's going to be like. And so for us, we need to make resilient disciples, and we need to do it now. So we need to do that creatively. We need to engage our kids and find out what it takes. So don't assume, ask. Have some conversations with children. Have some conversations with parents. Have some conversations with the volunteers. Maybe bring them all together in the same room and ask the questions and dream and listen. Whiteboard it out. Nothing is off the table. Nothing is impossible. With everything you ask, why not? Not, oh, no, we can't. Or could we? No. Why not? And put it out there and try it. Now's the time. If we're going to fail, let's fail. But let me tell you, Craig Rochelle said it really well. We have to face the fear, but we have to lead anyway. There's going to be things that are going to scare us in 2021 too, but we have to lead anyway. Nothing is off the table, because we have a God that with nothing, it's impossible. So I'm looking forward to creating and stirring up in my spirit and asking God to stir within me new ideas. I'm looking outside the ministry world for these new ideas. I'm listening to other speakers and other places, because I want to innovate and create. I want to be in the business of winning people and helping leaders win leaders, because they'll be future leaders. I want to help you. Help them. That's why I'm working hard on KMC coaching, because I want KMC coaching to be a ministry that's leading leaders and helping them to truly lead more, to reach more. And if you need some coaching and you need some mentoring, instead of saying, I can't afford it, I don't have time, why not? Give me a shot. I would love to lean in with you and journey alongside you. I'm excited that I'm looking and starting to work on bringing some other coaches on board with me on this and next year. Because I want to help more leaders, and I can only do a few at a time, and I want to do more. So we're going to be working on that, and I'm excited about that. But if you need help, check out our coaching groups or look into some one-on-one coaching. You'd be surprised at what it can do for you. I'd be glad to let you talk to some of my coaching students and see the results that they're seeing. God's doing some tremendous things in the lives of some of these leaders that took a step of faith and said, I'm going to invest in myself. it's worth it. I'm looking at the idea that next year we're going to be launching a couple groups specifically for young leaders and new leaders, that if you've been in ministry for 5 years or less, there's a new coaching connection group that's starting in January that I'd love to invite you to. It's going to start on January 4th for $199. You're going to get 4 months of coaching where we're going to meet online, but we're also going to get a one-on-one call. There's probably going to be some special guests who are going to come join me in these calls. And for the first five that respond and say, hey, I heard this, they go to the application. I'll put it in the show notes. You go fill out the application and you mention that you heard this offer on the KMC podcast. I'm going to give you $50 off. So for $150, you're going to get 4 months of coaching, some one-on-one time with me and maybe some others. I can't tell you about it yet, but it's going to be an exciting thing. So you can have a safe place to ask questions and to learn and grow. Maybe there's some questions you're dying to ask, but you're nervous about putting them up in a Facebook group. Hey, this is a no judgment zone and a no judgment group, but I would love to help you with that in 2021. I want to help you stir up. We're going to be doing some new things with the Kid Ministry Collective. We've got some new special podcasts. We've got some video things we're going to be doing, some webinars that are coming. And I'm super excited because I want to stir the community. I want to stir our creativity. I want to challenge us and push us forward to really start doing things differently than we've ever done before. I also want to help leaders learn to restore themselves better. God has led me, as many of you know, or if you haven't heard this yet, there's a new ministry called Restoring Leaders. You can go to restoringleaders.org and check it out. We're growing the website as we speak. But Restoring Leaders is about having in-person and online connection groups. The in-person retreats are four-day retreats where you can come and exhale and unplug and rest and be renewed and be encouraged. There'll be live teaching. There'll be connection times one-on-one. There'll be times for you to share your story and where you're hurting, where you've burned out. And you're going to learn how to restore and renew and to keep walking. I've been in all those places. I've been in some really dark places. I've been ready to quit many times. And through a process with a counselor and a coach, I learned some solid things. I've been doing a ton of research on burnout, on renewal, on the mindset shift, on a lot of different things. And I would love to share them with you at a retreat. Now, if you don't want to travel, if you're afraid to travel, that's okay. I understand. We have online connection groups. We can do this one-on-one. So go to restoringleaders.org. And if you're interested, there's information there. But we're going to be having retreats in 2021 in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, Ohio, and a number of other places. And they'll be COVID safe. We'll make sure we're taking care of you to provide a safe environment, physically, emotionally, spiritually, because we care about you. And we want you to know you're not alone. And we want you to know that we do believe with God, we can say 2021 will be our best year ever, no matter what. Yes, this has been a hard season. But God has shown us amazing things. He's shown us that the church is resilient, but he's also shown us that the church is vulnerable. The church is divided and it's hurting, and the bride needs to come together. And I want to call us together. We're going to be kicking off a brand new theme for 2021 that I'm not ready to reveal in this podcast, but it's coming, that I think you're all going to love and want to be a part of. So what's your essentials for 2021? How are you going to do it? I'd love to hear your comments and your feedback, so please share them with us in the Facebook group. If you're not part of the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, please come and request to join that. We also have a resource group page where you can share resources if you're a creator. And if you'd be interested in sponsoring the podcast or the Facebook group itself, feel free to reach out and communicate with me. I'd love to talk to you about that. We're always looking for sponsors and people that want to support the ministry that we do here at the KMC. So God bless you. And again, my name is Tom, and I'm here to help you and to serve you. And so thanks for listening to this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills and ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast.